Microsoft just gave leaders a serious look at the difference between a bold message and a usable strategy. In a 1,200-word memo to his 11,000-person team, Copilot Executive Vice President Jacob Andreu delivered one line everyone noticed: Copilot must earn the right to exist. The company cut underused features, combined consumer and enterprise Copilot into one app, launched a paid autopilot tier, and acknowledged a tough reality. Fewer than 4.5% of 450 million Microsoft 365 users have converted into paying Copilot customers. A slogan isn't a strategy. That's a genuinely honest memo. Most companies bury adoption numbers like these in an investor footnote. Andreu put them in a staff email. However, earn the right to exist is also the kind of sentence that sounds decisive in the room where it's written and lands as a Rorschach test everywhere else. Ask 10 people what it means, and you'll get 10 different answers. Kill more features. Ship faster. Chase engagement. Avoid it. Say no to their VP more often. All defensible positions, but none the same behavior. That gap is the story, not the layoffs, not the adoption numbers. The gap between a mandate that sounds like a decision and one that produces one. Your team isn't confused. Your message is. Most leaders don't have a clarity problem, they have a translation problem. They've mistaken a punchy phrase for a decision filter. Someone unveils a one-line mandate and heads nod. Everyone leaves feeling like direction is set, right up until the next day, when three teams each cut, ship, or defend a different feature, all convinced they're following through. Nobody ignored the memo, it's just that the phrase was clear to the executive who coined it and useless to the 11,000 people who must act on it. That's not a communication failure. It's a structural one, and it repeats in four predictable ways, all sitting inside Andreu's memo. 1. You're holding a standard you never wrote down. The memo says Copilot should be judged on real work. However, it never defines what that looks like in a way a product manager could check a feature against before it ships. No standard before the build means no standard, just a mood, and moods are impossible to hit. 2. You're communicating for the headline, not the sprint. Earn the right to exist makes a great pull quote, but it doesn't tell an engineer whether her mid-build feature survives the August cutoff. That's the trap of candid leadership. A quotable mandate mistaken for an actionable one. A phrase that can't trace to a build or kill decision isn't strategy. It's decoration with better press pickup. 3. You said it once and let the roadmap interpret it. Andreu's memo is a single moment. Without repetition tied to product reviews, the team will experience it as a slogan that fades, not from distrust, but because a phrase said once isn't infrastructure. 4. You bundled 5 decisions into one mandate. Now, none of them are precise. Merge 2 apps. Kill 2 features. Launch a new tier. Redefine real work. All by August. That's not a filter. It's 5 strategic calls wearing 1 t-shirt slogan, and the team defaults to whichever seems the loudest. Turn the phrase into a framework. These 4 problems all come from the same mistake. Trying to solve a structural issue with a sharper phrase. A tougher memo won't fix it. Neither will another all-hands meeting. What's missing is the translation layer between earn the right to exist and here's what we build, cut, or price this sprint. That translation is what a decision-making framework is designed to create. It starts with 3 layers. A guiding principle sets the filter every decision must pass through. Core commitments turn that principle into measurable promises, a clear action, the pain it reduces or value it creates, and the outcome it must deliver. Supporting actions turn those commitments into everyday behaviors employees can follow. Do this to achieve that. What's missing isn't a more memorable phrase. It's a system that turns a mandate into a decision someone can make in this week's sprint review. A good framework creates action, not applause for a clever one-liner. If Copilot engineers are still debating whether a feature earns its keep, the problem isn't judgment, it's missing supporting actions. If 2 product teams interpret real work differently, that's not a culture issue. It's a core commitment that was never defined clearly enough. The gap between strategy and execution. The lesson for leaders is simple. A strategy that cannot guide a decision is not a strategy yet. The answer is not a more inspiring mandate or a louder declaration from the top. It's the discipline to translate ambition into the choices teams make every day, what gets built, what gets cut, what gets measured, and what gets ignored. Andreu's memo did something many executives avoid. It confronted reality. Copilot's adoption numbers were clearly stated, and the standard for improvement was set. The next step is the one that separates communication from leadership, turning that standard into a system people can use. Because in the end, teams don't execute slogans. They execute decisions.